The United Nations keeps a list of extraordinary historic sites around the world that get special protections, like the pyramids in Egypt and the Great Wall of China. But there is at least one cultural treasure that is not on that list.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Because it's on the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on the push to preserve the site of the Apollo 11 moon landing ahead of its 50th anniversary.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on July 20th, 1969, and moonwalked for about 2.5 hours. Their feet left trails in the dust. You can still see them in satellite images. The astronauts also left tools, a plaque saying "We came in peace for all mankind," an American flag that's probably been bleached white by decades of harsh ultraviolet rays. The whole landing site is a dusty time capsule of a momentous event in human history. Michelle Hanlon says it deserves special recognition.
There has never been historic preservation off our planet. It's a really difficult subject.
Hanlon is a space lawyer at the University of Mississippi. She says any nation can nominate a place to go on the UN's list of precious World Heritage Sites, as long as that place is within the nation's sovereign territory. The trouble is, a 1967 treaty says the moon is a no man's land.
Under the Outer Space Treaty, no nation can claim sovereignty over anything in outer space by any means whatsoever.
Oh, the U.S. still owns its property in outer space, but it has no control over the lunar landscape.
So while the U.S. can argue don't touch our flags, anybody can go up and run right over all of those boot prints and rover tracks, and I just thought that was a travesty.
That's why Hanlon co-founded a historic preservation group called For All Moonkind. It has observer status with the UN Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. Last week, she spoke to one of its subcommittees about the need to preserve not just the Apollo 11 site, but also Luna 2, a Soviet spacecraft that was the first human-made object to touch the moon. It landed there 60 years ago this September. Hanlon wants the committee to formally recognize the special nature of both sites in time for their anniversaries.
What we need to do is find one country that is willing to sponsor our mission, if you will. We have no power as an observer to suggest that a resolution be put together.
Her team will be pushing for this at another subcommittee meeting in April and at a meeting of the full committee in June. What exactly lunar historic preservation would look like isn't clear, since no one's ever done it. But the idea that future explorers might inadvertently cause damage isn't just a theoretical concern. It's already happened. Philip Metzger is a planetary scientist at the University of Central Florida. He says in 1969, the Apollo 12 astronauts visited Surveyor 3, a probe that landed a couple years earlier.
And the astronauts walked over, cut pieces off, and brought those back to Earth.
This was to study the effects of long-term exposure to the lunar environment. Now, Apollo 12 had landed more than 500 feet from Surveyor, so that dust and rocks kicked up by its rocket engine wouldn't hit the probe.
They thought that would be far enough. They thought 500 feet would keep the Apollo 12 from sandblasting the Surveyor. So when they got the pieces back and they saw how damaged it was a shock.
So much dust had been blasted into it by the landing, the spacecraft turned from white to brown. Metzger worked with a group at NASA to create guidelines for how spacefaring entities could protect moon artifacts by landing at least 2 kilometers away, for example. Those recommendations, for now, are voluntary. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.